Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
Hi, and Pastor Dala would like to thank all the brother and sister in the church that you have chosen to be in this house. We are not perfect. We are still growing and learning, but we are a family of God and we love one another. When God called me to start this church in 1987 and the church started in January 1988, God told me three things. Number one, you need to make sure my people are taken care of and they are in the safe place. So when you join this church, we make sure you are safe and you are protected and you will not be cheated or taken advantage by anybody. You're going to keep growing and learning more about God. Number two, he told me that you need to use the Bible as the foundation of this house, not your own idea, not any culture, but the Bible. Number three, he said that you build New Hope International Church to be the Book of Acts Church. This church gonna follow the pattern of the Book of Acts. Amen. So I have been doing this for many years to obey the calling of God in my life for this house. This morning, I would like to share the message about how to be thankful. In fact, when I wrote this lesson and reading and preparing, I felt that God was speaking to me myself. And this is the way I am. Every message that I present on the pulpit on Sunday or any meetings, I feel that God was speaking to me and it's for me. But I would like to share with you. Let us pray together. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that we can learn from you, Lord, how to be thankful and how to walk a joyful, thankful life, Lord. We ask your Holy Spirit to speak to all of us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I know for sure I cannot finish the whole sermon this morning, so I will continue next Sunday as well. Let me start from asking this question. Are you thankful no matter what happened to you? Are you thankful unconditionally? I would like to read a story of a man who taught us how to be thankful unconditionally. No matter what happened, he was thankful. At one time in his life, this man, he was in the prison. And while he was in the prison, he wrote these scriptures. And I want to read to you. This scripture was written by this man. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 19 to 20, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Always, everyone say always. Giving thanks to God the Father for everything. Everyone say everything. Everyone say one more time. Always. Everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This man, he was in the dark prison. At that time, his only bed was a cold and hard stone floor of the dark prison. He was separated from his friends. He was unjustly accused and brutally treated. And every time in that prison, he heard the footstep on the corridor. In his mind, he might have thought that the guards are coming and the soldiers are coming and they may take me to my execution. He was close to death. He was arrested and put in there. He was forgotten by people. He was in a bad place. But look at what the Bible says about this man. His name is Apostle Paul. In Acts chapter 16, 24 to 34, what happened to him? Upon receiving such orders, he put them in the inner cell, them in Paul and his co-worker, and fastened their feet in the stocks, his wrist and hand and his ankle were full of pain and torturing because the iron thing is rubbing against his hand and feet. About midnight, Paul and Silas was praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Instead of complaining, instead of blaming God, instead of just having bad attitude, bitterness, and dissatisfaction, they were singing, praising, and thanking God. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison was shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everybody's chain came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison door open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. Not only the chain came out, the prison door opened, and they became free because they were thanking God, praising God, instead of complaining, being bitter, and being dissatisfied. But they worshiping God and thanking God. What happened? This jailer and his family got saved. He then brought them out and asked, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his family were baptized. Wow, they did not wait for 3 months. They were baptized in water right away after they got saved. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole family. You can see the outcome of being thankful here. When Paul and Silas were in jail, they had all the reasons to get mad, to complain, to be upset, to be bitter, and to be negative. But he did what he wrote in the book of Ephesians chapter 5. In all things, in everything, always be thankful. Even in a hard time, you are still thankful. He did not say that we should be thankful once a year on the Thanksgiving Day, Thursday of November. He said always be thankful. So be thankful is a daily thing. It's a daily reality. And if you notice, people who are thankful, they are joyful as well. They smile, they laugh, because they trust in God. Being thankful is a way to show faith that God, no matter what happened to me, your promises shall be fulfilled. You're going to take care of me. You're going to give me victory and freedom. So I can be thankful even though I haven't seen the outcome yet. But I can be thankful and I can laugh. I can be joyful. I can sing songs to the Lord. Giving thanks to God is something that we all need to have in our life, because we recognize that He blessed us so much. And being thankful is one of the most distinctive attributes of God's people, that we will not allow the ingratitude or unthankfulness to fill our heart. My brother and sister, we are thankful for who God is. He created us. He formed us in His image. We are thankful because He blessed us. He saved us. He gave us oxygen to breathe. Many of you are thankful because God sent you to the U.S. and you have a good job and education here. You're thankful because God led you to find your spouse and now you're married. You're thankful that He healed your sickness. He opened the right door for you. He brought the right people to your life. He is so good to us. my story a little bit. Before I came to America at the University of Washington Department of Neurosurgery, the boss there, the chairman of the department, never accepted any foreign doctor. But just before I came, 1 year, they changed the professor, they changed the chairman to another man. He's a Jewish man. And this man opened to foreigner. So God put this man before I show up in America. I'm thankful without this man there, I would not get accepted into the program at University of Washington. He prepared people beforehand for me. Therefore, we need to make a choice in our life. My brother and sister, we were given by God the freedom of choice. You can choose to have a thankful heart, or you can choose to have the bitter heart and hardened heart and unthankful heart. And I encourage you today, from today on, don't be ungrateful, but be thankful in all circumstances. When you are thankful, you're going to have a smile on your face. You're going to be positive all the time. You're going to walk by faith. You're going to be healthy and strong. You will not be sick. You will not get old soon. You look younger than age because you are thankful, you're positive. But if you allow the spirit of ingratitude or the unthankfulness to grab you, what happened? You're going to be bitter, selfish, dissatisfied, complaining, and it will damage your relationship with other people. You will not have good relationship with God because you are not thankful to Him, and people around you are going to suffer because you are so bitter and unthankful and negative all the time. In the ancient time, there was a disease called leprosy. Actually, this morning, I was looking for a picture of leprous patient. I know because I'm a doctor. I have seen patients with leprosy. So I look for the picture and I want to show on the screen here, but the Lord told me, don't show it. Because your member is going to be scared how bad it looks. Leprosy is a disease caused by bacteria. And this bacteria will destroy your nerve and your skin and make you look disfigured. Your face look thick. You lose your nose. You lose your finger. You look terrible. I have seen all these things in Thailand because there were a lot of leprosy in Thailand. In the ancient time, people with leprosy desired to be healed because then became disfigured and they were separated forever from society. They could not be inside the city or inside their home anymore. So they were looking for healing. And the leprosy spread by air, by coughing and breathing on one another. The bacteria come out from your throat and spread. Thank God we don't have leprosy in America nowadays. And what happened in Luke chapter 17? They all cried out for healing. Luke chapter 17, 12 to 19 say, As Jesus was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They were standing far away. They stood at a distance. They could not get close to Jesus and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. When he saw them, he said, our God is a compassionate God. When you ask him, he will answer you. Go, show yourself to the priests. And as they went, as they walked away from Jesus to the priests, they did not even come close to Jesus. As they walked away, they went. They were healed. On the process of walking away to the priests, they were healed. You know, sometimes you come to church, we pray for you, and you think, I need to be healed right now at this instant. But sometimes as you walk out, as you go home, God heals you. God heals you later on. They were cleansed. One of them, everyone say one. One out of 10. When he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He did not just say, thank you, Jesus. He said, thank you, Jesus. Loud voice. He shout that everyone knows something happened. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. Imagine somebody who has leprosy
bow down to his feet and say, "Thank you, Jesus." He was so excited, and he was not even a Jew. He was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Amen. The truth is this: not every human being has the thankful heart. Not every human being has been thankful to God and to people around them. 1 out of 10. I want to be that one. I want to have a thankful heart. I want to have a grateful spirit inside me. Because when I'm thankful, God will bless me. And I will be full of joy. And I will be positive. I will not live in bitterness and resentment and being negative all the time. I want to be that man. 1 out of 10 came back to Jesus and said, "Thank you, Lord." Being unthankful or ingratitude is a big problem in society nowadays, because everyone thinks that I am entitled to receive this. My dad and my mom need to take care of me. My pastor need to visit me. My pastor need to answer my question. He need to pray for me. Me, me, me. We call entitled. I join this church, they need to give something to me. I deserve to receive something because I joined them. Entitled spirit. When you have that kind of heart, the entitled heart, "I deserve everything," you will not be thankful. But opposite, you're going to be bitter. Because if people don't do what you want, you're going to hate them and you're going to criticize them because you are not thankful. Being unthankful is a big problem. Lack of thankfulness actually is a sin. The sin that is not different from stealing, lying, gossiping, corruption, immorality. In fact, if you study the Bible, read the Bible carefully, this is a serious problem. Being unthankful is a serious problem. Let me read to you and you understand what I'm talking about. Romans chapter 1 verse 21. Listen carefully. Why I say lack of thankfulness is a serious problem. "For although they," I hope it's not you, "knew God." Actually, when you look at the beautiful tree, beautiful mountain, look at the star in the sky, the moon, the sun, you look at the things in the world, you know there is God. There's no way the universe came into existence without the Creator. They knew there is God, but neither glorified Him as God, nor gave thanks to Him. The Bible mentioned clearly, when people have the heart of not thankful to God, they say, "I don't care. Yeah, I know I have oxygen to breathe. I know God gives rain, but I don't care. I don't want to glorify God. I don't care about God. I don't thank God." So what is the root problem of not thanking God? The Bible continued to say, but their thinking became futile, became nonsense, nonsensical, and their foolish hearts were darkened. When I read this Romans 1:21, wow, this is serious. I need to be thankful because I don't want my thinking become futile, become stupid, become destructive. I don't want to have a foolish heart. I want to have a wise heart. When you have a wise heart, you are thankful. I don't want to be like these people in Romans chapter 1 verse 21. When you are unthankful, you are cold toward God, toward His blessing. Oh, really? God is good? Not only you are cold, you are indifferent to His mercy. He showed mercy to you, but you don't even glorify Him. You don't even say thank to Him. It's very negative mindset. Lack of thankfulness is serious. It will destroy your health, destroy your joy, destroy your relationship with people. Because unthankful people have forgotten that God loved them, God created them, and God gave rain to them. God provide good things for them. From one end of the Bible to the other end of the Bible, the whole Bible, God said through His servant that, be thankful. Be thankful for what He has done, for who He is, the whole Bible. I give example, Psalm 147, verse 7. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music to our God on the harp. We should sing, thank you, Lord, to Him. Because He's our God. He's good to us. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in our heart, in your heart. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace. God, give us peace. God, give us the family, the church. And be thankful. And be thankful. We can choose one of them. We choose to be thankful in all things. Thankful to God. Or we're going to choose to be complainers and be negative and bitter. God bless us so much. God save us. We should be thankful toward Him. Now I'm going to go into what kind of thing we should be thankful for. I'm going to go into one or two subjects here and continue next Sunday. What should we be thankful for? Okay, number one, we should be thankful. When we are thankful, our heart is right. We are joyful. We have faith. We're going to be positive, and we're going to see miracles. We're going to see the breakthrough. God going to help us because we are thankful like Apostle Paul. But the question is, what should we be thankful for? Number one, we should be thankful for the material blessings that God gives us. We seem never be satisfied sometimes with what we have and don't have. Some rich people are dissatisfied. Some poor people are dissatisfied. People always complain. I don't have that. I have this. Never been satisfied. Always complain instead of being thankful. You need to understand this. You came into your mother's womb with nothing. You were born out of her womb with nothing. And all the things you have right now in your hand, your house, your education, your car, your pillow, your refrigerator, everything comes from the Lord. So we should be thankful for the material things we have in our life. And this was mentioned by King David. King David was a very powerful, anointed rich man. Look at what he said in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 12 to 14. Wealth and honor come from you. Come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. King David is a godly man. He said, I give you thanks. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give all generously as this? He has all the prosperity, materials, money, gold, silver. And he said, all these things in my hand came from God. I came in the world nothing and you gave to me. And when I leave the world, I leave it nothing. So what I have in my hand, I'm going to honor you and show thanks to you by giving you back. Give not just a little bit, stingily, but generously. Everything comes from you. He repeat one more time. Everyone say, everything, everything comes from God. And we have given you only what comes from your hand. Do you know that whatever you give to God, all come from God anyway. You give back to Him. You don't own it, actually. You just take care of those things for a temporary period. After you die, they're all going to go to someone else. Maybe your kids, maybe the government. I heard the story that one of the big towers in New York, the owner was so rich, he owned that big tower in the movie called the King Kong. That, what is the name of that tower? Empire State. I heard that he has no kid. And after he died, the American government took it. So he didn't take anything with him. So whatever you have belongs to God. And that's why we should be thankful. I read a story in a book about a rich man. He is very wealthy and successful. And when he met a pastor, he was so upset. He was not happy at all. He looked very depressed, and he was jealous of his friend and his business associate. And he complained that, you know, those people are rich, but he is rich too. And he's very wealthy and successful, but he was unhappy. He looked terrible. It's so clear that money cannot fill the empty part of the heart, even though he has so much money. But this same pastor met another man who just in the middle class, have a small house, not having a big car. He was not rich. He was okay. He has enough for himself and he can do things. And the pastor interviewed this man. How are you doing? He said, I'm so happy. I can serve Jesus. I can use my ability and time to do good things for Jesus. I'm so happy. Oh, and his face just radiate the glory of God, smile and happy because he was so satisfied with what he have. He knows that what he have come from God. In fact, in the eyes of God, this second man was richer than the first man. He's rich in his heart, the heart of thankfulness, the heart of giving, the heart of love, the heart of being so grateful to what God has given to him. You have to be very careful. You can have all the money in the world, but you still look Pastor Lau, offering on Sunday again. You need my money? You can be so rich, but you are so poor inside you because you are not thankful. You don't realize that what you have come from him. I like what Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 12. I know that it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. You know, I know what to be in need. I know what to be poor, and I know what to be rich. I have learned the secret of being content. Everyone say content. In any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, I like to be hungry because I don't want to gain weight. Whether living in plenty or in want, I choose to be hungry. Sometimes we need to be hungry so we'll not gain too much weight. My brother, sister, when you are thankful, you don't have enough money, you still, hi, thank God, I'm happy. I'm thankful, I still have oxygen to breathe, my heart still beat, I still walk around, I'm thankful. And if you have a lot of money one day, money come in, you're still thankful because that money come from you. I'm thankful in all circumstances. I'm content. I'm happy. That is more valuable than big bank account because your heart is thankful. So that's number one. Are you going to preoccupy of what you don't have? Or you learn how to thank God for what you have? Are you going to be mad of what you don't have? Bitter? I don't have that. Or are you going to be thankful of what you have now? I am content and I'm thankful. God has given to me. Number two, and then I will finish this sermon. Not only that, we are thankful for the material things that God has given to us. The education, the diploma, the job, the house, the car, everything that God has given to us. Number two, we should thank God for the people in our life. Everyone say, people. It's so easy to take people for granted and to complain and to become angry because those people around us don't do what we want to. Lately, I pray a lot for young people in the church, especially single or the young adult. This is my prayer every day, that our young adult members will find a good, godly spouse. So when you start to date somebody, so good, you're so beautiful, so wonderful, I'm so glad you go out with dinner with me today. You're so excited to call her and to meet him or whatever. But after you get married for a while, in your heart, you have two pieces of paper in your heart. This piece of paper in your heart, you wrote down the good quality of your spouse or your boyfriend, maybe three sentences. But another paper, we have four pages of negative things. I think I made the wrong decision to marry him. All these negative things. And you start to get mad at your husband, get mad at your spouse, because instead of being thankful, you start to complain. You take them for granted. My dear brother and sister, we should be thankful for our spouse, for our brothers, our parents, our siblings, and people in the church, people around us. We should be thankful for their life. Amen? We should thank them in words, in heart, and in action. I tell you the truth. This is the secret that I have in my victorious walk. When I moved to America, I did not deserve the job at University of Washington. But my boss hired me, accepted me in, even though I did not deserve it. And all the time when I look at my boss, Dr. H. Richard Wynn, I think in my heart, thank you. Thank you. I have the job now because of you. Thank God you work in his heart to accept me. I always thank my teacher and my professor. Every time I see a patient walk in, I perform surgery and they did well. Thank God you give me wisdom. And thank God for choosing me to be your neurosurgeon. Always thank people around, your workers, your co-workers, your employees. Always be thankful. If you can do that, wow, your relationship with people is going to be different. You can smile all the time. You'll never complain. You're always positive toward people around you because you are thankful. When you are thankful, you get excited. You go to church not because you have to go to church, because you're thankful to go to God, you go to church. You go to care group because you're thankful that God sent all these people to be around me. Sometimes I feel so tired, I didn't want to go to care group. I want to go home and sleep. But I went anyway because, number one, I'm thankful to God. Two, I'm thankful to brother and sister in the church. So when I went there and they start to talk and encourage, wow, I got inspired. I want to show thank to people by being with them, smile at them, encourage them, pray for them. Being thankful really dictates your activities, how you live your life, how you spend time and your money. So please be careful. Don't let your relationship grow cold and full of bitterness and shattered. Because instead of being thankful, you start to be bitter, complaining, and going against people around you. Make sure you watch your heart, that you're thankful. When I look at my kids, I'm so thankful for my kids. When I look at the members of the church, every time I look at you, I'm so thankful you choose this house. In fact, I tell you the truth, tomorrow morning, I'm going to call one American lady in Kentucky. And I'm going to say, is your mom still around? Her name is Fan Kop. Fan Kop was a missionary in Thailand. She and her husband trained me when I was a new believer. She might be 90 years old now. The husband already passed away. When I moved to America, every Father's Day, Mother's Day, and Christmas, we send check to them because we are still thankful to them that they trained me when I was a new believer. They were my pastor. Even though they're Baptists, they don't believe in speaking in tongues, don't believe in the Holy Spirit, but I still thankful and send money to them every year to show thank to them. I'm going to call the daughter. Can I talk to your mom? Pastor Fan Kop, who raised me up to be a good Christian. You're thankful to your pastor. Thankful to people around you who God put into your life. Paul wrote a letter to Corinth. If you study the book of Corinth carefully, you'll find out that the believers in Corinth were not very nice. They had a lot of problems. But look at how Paul started his letter. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. He wrote to his member in Corinth, I thank God for you. Even though Corinthian members have a lot of problem. Now, one time Paul was walking, traveling to Rome. And a group of believers came out from Rome to greet him. And Paul did not know them at all, never met before. And look at what Paul said. Paul showed us a good example of being thankful for the people that God brought to his life. Acts chapter 28, 13 to 15. From there, we set sail and arrived at Rhegium. The next day, the south wind came up, and on the following day, we reached Putilia. There, we found some brothers who invited us to spend a week with them. And so we came to Rome. He was getting to Rome. The brothers there had heard that we were coming, and they traveled as far as the Forum of Appius and the three taverns to meet us. At the sight of these men, Paul complained. Paul had a bad attitude. Paul ran away. No, Paul thanked God and was encouraged. The Apostle Paul was a thankful man. He thanked God for any circumstance, even in the prison. I want to encourage all of you, make a choice to have a thankful, grateful heart from now on. Toward God, toward the things He gave to you in your hand, and toward people around you that He brought into your life. Amen? Your spouse, your kids, your boss, your co-workers, your friend in the church, be thankful. Next Sunday, we'll continue to learn more. What else we should be thankful for? I'm going to finish this sermon next Sunday. How many people are going to practice what you learn? Yes. Everyone say, I thank God.
I thank God.
Everyone say, I thank God for my money. For my materials. And God will give you more because you are so thankful. Everyone, turn to the person next to you and say, I thank God for your life. Or the husband. Or the husband. Shout out loud. My wife. I thank you. You marry me. Amen. All the kids, say, Daddy and Mommy, I thank you. Shout out loud, all the kids. All of you have parents? I say already. Pastor Da, thank you for marrying me. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you so much for reminding all of us, Lord. We don't want to have a futile thinking. We don't want to have the heart that is full of Lord stone inside us. We want to be thankful, grateful for you and for everything that you put in our life, Lord. Lord, and we know when we are thankful, we can be joyful and we can see the world in a different way. And we go anywhere, we're going to bring your love there. People are going to see the smile on our face. We're going to be positive and encourage people and build people up, Lord, because we are so thankful, Lord. We love you so much, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us from all the scriptures in the Bible, Lord. We don't want to be those nine leprous people, Lord. We want to be that one, the Samaritan, who came back to you and said thank to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We want to practice what Paul said. Always give thanks in everything. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you're not a Christian yet, I would like to encourage you to give your life to God. Believe me, money, education, big homes, nice car, Tesla, Mercedes will not give you true peace. Only God can fill your heart with peace and love. Why don't you give your life to God and let God come into your heart
How many people want to be a child of the living God? The good thing is that not only that God give you peace and joy on earth, victory and prosperity, but one day you're going to be in heaven. You're going to meet Him in heaven. Heaven is real. Spiritual thing is real. If you tell me, Pastor Lau, I don't believe in spirit, I tell you it's too late. When I was growing up, I deal with a lot of spirit. They came into me, and I walk around the house without opening my eyes. The whole house with the spirit inside me. There are spirits out there. The spiritual world is real. I remember when I was young, I went to a place where they put spell on my back from the spirit, from evil spirit. And after that, they pull out a big knife, big sword, huge. And they hit my back. 1, 2, 3. My back was not cut. I sit on the chair with the long nails. The nail was this long. And a big guy, like Steve, stood on my lap. And he jumped 3 times. My pants were not torn. Nothing got into my body because of the power of evil spirit on me. Spirit world is real. There are spirit on earth here. And you have the spirit. And after you die, the question is, where is your spirit going? I want to go to heaven. So many people have gone to heaven and came back and told us that they met Jesus up there. They saw the angel. Many, I think hundreds of people died. One gangster in New York, he died. He was shot and he was in the ambulance. While he was in the ambulance, he died. He was shot by the gun as a gangster. And his spirit went to hell. And God say, I give you second chance. He came back. He woke up and he became a pastor in New York because he saw hell. Heaven and hell are real. We need to choose where we want to go. I want to encourage you to choose heaven. Choose life. Should we pray together? Father in heaven, I choose life. I choose blessing. I choose heaven. I give my life to you. I repent of my sin. Forgive me, Lord. Lord Jesus, you paid the price of sin for me. You died for me. You love me so much. You were raised from the dead on the 3rd day. You are the living God. Jesus, come into my life. Sit on the throne of my life. I will follow you. Learn from you. Obey you. And serve you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the salvation, for the ticket to go to heaven, and for the new life, the super abundant life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's stand up and sing. Maybe sing song. Thank you. Thank you, God. Yes.
Thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks, grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son, and now
From now on, we will show thanks to you and to people around us, Lord. We will say thank you easily from now on to everybody, Lord. Even little things they do for us, we will not take for granted what people have done for us, who is in our life, Lord. We will not take them for granted, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.